Oh, Miss Annie. This is an interview on September the 25th at 4 o'clock with Miss Annie Jones Rue.
Annie Farrell Jones Rue.
Oh, Annie Farrell Jones Rue. Okay. It's taking place at her home in Fairfield, North Carolina. And the interviewer is Ruth Jolly Wilson.
You want me to go ahead?
I want you to go ahead. Now, you're willing to do this interview, right? You want to do this interview. You want to tell me about your life history.
I'll do the best I can.
Okay.
I grew up, I was Annie Farrell Jones Rue. I grew up at Barrows Fort near Englehard. I've lost my train. I died when I was a baby. I do not remember ever seeing him. I can't think now.
What was his name?
My father died when I was a baby.
What was his name?
Abram Jones.
Okay. And what was your mother's name?
Ellen.
Jones. What was she before she was a Jones?
A Farrow.
A Farrow. Okay. And where were you born? Where were you born?
I was born in Washington. At that time, they were living in Washington.
Okay.
You want to ask me the questions?
Well, I can, but I want you to tell me, too, what you want to. What year were you born?
1900.
November the 5th?
4th.
The 1st?
November 4th.
4th. Okay. So what age does that make you today? What age does that make you today?
I was a baby. I do not remember.
Okay.
I do not remember my father. Don't remember ever seeing him.
Okay. So you didn't have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Okay. Do you know how old your father was when he died?
Well, I'm just a few months old.
You were 3 months?
A few months.
Few months. But how old was your daddy?
47 when he died.
Okay. And what caused him to die?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows? Did he maybe have a heart attack?
I don't know. I don't know why he died.
You don't know any of the details? You don't know any details about his death?
No, not okay. Too much.
So you lived in Washington, North Carolina when he died? You said you were born in Washington.
My mother told me that I was born in Washington, NC.
Mm-hmm. So is that where your mother and father were living? Or did you go there? Did they go there for you to be born? Where were your mother and father living when you were born?
In Washington.
Oh, they were living in Washington, too. Okay. So after your father died,
my mother came home and went back home to her home.
Okay. And where was
her father was living. Mm-hmm. and he took care of us for a while.
Did she have any brothers or sisters?
There were eight of them.
What do you know about her family? What do you know about her family?
Whose family?
Your mother's.
Well, I know that she had, that there were eight of them. And my mother was the oldest. Was the oldest one. And I don't know what you want to know.
Whatever you want to tell me.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. You said that they lived at Pharaoh's Pharaoh's Fork in Englehard.
It's hard to understand.
Did she say Pharaoh's Fork?
What did you say?
Where did your mother's family live in Englehard?
Well, they all lived in Ike County.
But where?
Oh, my land. Eight of them.
But
do you know where Goshen is?
Okay, they live.
One brother lives there.
Okay.
One brother lived in Last Chance, you know where that is.
Mm-hmm.
The sister lived.
Well, that's enough. That's okay.
Well, the Lord probably lived in that vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
They all lived in Ike County.
Okay. What was your life like? What was your life like when you were growing up? What was it like growing up?
Do you hear?
What was your life like growing up? She's done something.
That's okay.
You got a bad one. I have to get started.
That's okay. You just take your time and you tell me what you would like to.
I had it all planned out, but I could do it.
That's okay. No problem.
I'm already tired. Don't take me long to get tired. And when I came to Fairfield, to stay with, I visited Fairfield, and Roseanne, maybe I can do it. I've lost my whole story. I wanted to come to Fairfield to visit Cousin George and Cousin Maggie. A couple that did not have any children.
Oh.
And I also visited his brother, David Carter, who had two grown daughters. Their mother had died. And I visited them a while. I can't do this. I came to Fairfield to live with Cousin Maggie and Cousin George. He asked me did I want to go to school in Fairfield. I told him I did. And I went back down to my mother's, and my mother made me some school clothes. Everybody wore homemade dresses and homemade clothes on back then.
Uh-huh.
And my mother made me some clothes. I came up here and went to school. And our schoolroom was an academy. It had burned down long since then. They use it for a home. A family lives in it. And for some reason it caught on fire and burned up. I used to go to the field path and went to school in the academy at the end of the road. And I don't know what to go to next.
How long did you go to school?
Huh?
How long did you go to school?
I was in the seventh grade when I came up here.
Okay.
Came to Fairfield. And it was a 10-year. You didn't have to go for 10 years then.
Okay.
I finished at 10 years. Teachers were in demand. I went to one summer school and got a professional certificate.
Okay.
And taught school that next winter. And I went down in the community where Rosalie lived. And then when the money gave out in Hyde County, the school closed. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. The school closed. Wait a while. We had some boys at Lake Landing that needed a higher education. And we had some professors in Hyde County, in Fairfield, that taught higher education. Okay. And they went to several of the young men, like Will Dudley and several young men went to higher education so they could go to college, which they did. Now, wait a while. Went to ECTC, East Carolina Teachers College. You didn't have to go but 2 years to finish then. Later on, they added, they made it 4 years to finish. And now there's no end to it. I don't know, I had more to tell, but I can't do it. I went 1 year, one full year, it was winter months, and then I went to summer schools until I got 4 years of a college.
Okay.
By going just to summer school. I went every summer to summer school. Mm.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. Didn't have much money to do with.
Where did you get your money to pay for your education?
Huh?
How did you pay for your education?
Your voice is so soft.
Okay. How did you get the money to pay for college.
Cousin George gave me some money to go, that for the year. Uh-huh. And I don't know.
Did you live at the teacher's college? Did you live at the college? Did you live in Greenville while you were going to college?
Did I do what?
Live. Did you stay at the college?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What was that like?
What was it like? Mm-hmm. Like a boarding school?
Well, tell me something about it.
I can't do it.
They just appealed. Who told
you? They were available at that time.
But how did you find out about them?
Well, you just hear things.
Oh, okay, by word of mouth.
Yeah.
When you taught school in Fairfield, what was it like? What was it like when you taught school in Fairfield?
I don't know what to say.
What was the school like in Fairfield where you taught?
Do you know what she's saying, Rosalie? She's reading.
Okay. What was the school like?
I don't know what to say. Okay.
What was the school like? Well, she taught in Fairfield.
What?
No, but she wants. I want her to tell me what it was like.
Her voice is so I can't understand her.
What was the school like back there in them days?
What was his little life?
College.
No, where she taught in Fairfield.
Oh, where you taught in Fairfield. Tell her about the schools you taught to here.
I taught the fourth grade. Is that what you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
I taught the fourth grade in Fairfield.
Okay. What was the name of the school?
Fairfield High School.
Fairfield High School. How many students did you have?
How many students? Now, you know I don't remember that.
Okay. What other schools did you teach at?
Pleasant Grove.
Pleasant Grove.
Pleasant Grove.
No, I didn't teach time about 3 months.
Well
that counts. It counts.
That was when the money gave out.
And that was Pleasant Grove School. And what other schools did you teach?
Lake Landing. It's not been in existence for several years. The school building has been torn down.
Mm-hmm. What grade did you teach at Lake Landing?
I had the seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
And I just taught 1 year there.
Okay. And you taught 3 months at Pleasant Grove? Pleasant Grove?
Yeah.
3 months?
That was my first school.
Your first one? Okay. And you taught at Fairfield High School, too?
Fairfield High School. I taught 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
And then I quit teaching.
Why did you quit?
Because Cousin Maggie was sick and she needed me at home.
Oh, okay. So you stopped so you could take care of her?
Yeah.
Okay. How long?
I didn't teach anymore.
Okay. How long did you take care of your cousin Maggie?
Well, she had bad health all her life. I would say at least 2 years.
And what happened then?
Well, she died, right?
She died. But what happened in your life? When did you get married?
I was about 40 years old when I got married.
Really?
And I was married 7 years when my husband had a heart attack and died. I took him to the hospital and came home. And I hadn't been home long when I got a message that he had died.
Oh.
And I thought he was getting on good.
Oh. What did he do for a living?
He clerked in the Cartwright store and Dallas Cutler store.
Cutler's?
Both of them at different times.
In Cutler's store and what other store? Cutler's store and what other store?
He taught in each store. There were 2 stores in Fairfield.
Uh-huh.
He taught in one a while, and then later on he taught in the other.
Clerked.
Uh-huh.
Clerked
in the other one.
Okay. Did you ever want to go back to teaching school? Did you ever want to go back to teaching school?
No.
No? You didn't like it?
No.
You didn't. What was your husband's...
I had been out too long to go back teaching.
Oh. Would you like to have been able to go back? Would you have liked to be able to go back? You didn't want to go back?
No.
Okay. What did you do after your cousin Maggie died until you got married? What did you do after your cousin Maggie died?
I stayed there and took care of cousin George. He was getting fever. He died with cancer.
Okay. Now, they are the ones that you came to Fairfield to live with? They are the people that you came to Fairfield to live with?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have any home. I stayed around with my aunts and uncles.
How about your mother? Your mama? Your mama? Where was she?
She was taking in sewing around Lake Landing, going in homes and sewing up clothes for children to go to school. We always wore homemade clothes way back then.
So did you live with her, or did she? Were you not with your mom?
Did I what?
Live with her? Did you live with your mother?
She lived with me.
She lived with you. So you live...
She never had a home except where she grew up.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you and she would go different places to live, and she would sew for the people.
I don't know what I said.
You and she would go different places to live, and she would sew for the people. She would make clothes for the people.
Huh? I'm sorry.
That's okay. You and she would live with different relatives.
Yeah.
And she would make clothes.
Her brothers and sisters.
And she would make clothes for them.
Yeah.
Okay. What made you decide to go off to school?
What made me decide? Because I wanted an education, all I could get.
You liked school.
Yeah.
And it was important?
Yeah.
Did it take you a long time to travel from here to Greenville when you had to go to school?
Well, I didn't have a car then.
How did you go?
By train, by bus, I reckon.
By bus. Do you think they had buses back then? Did they have buses then?
Yeah, they did.
What were some of the things that made it difficult for you to get an education?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, money was one thing. It was hard to get an education because you needed money, right? You said that your cousin George or your Uncle George gave you money to go to school?
I'm wrong. He didn't give me any money.
Oh, he okay.
My mother had a little piece of land, and I borrowed money, and used that as a security.
Ah, that's
very
important.
First year I taught, I paid that money back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mother didn't want her land to go for debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed with it until I paid it back. It didn't take much then to go to school, but it was just as hard then as it was later on.
Okay. So you really wanted to go to school?
Yeah.
Did your mother encourage you to go to school? Did your mama want you to go to school?
Did my mother work?
Did she want you to go to school?
Yeah.
She did?
She did.
Was it hard for her when you left and went to school? Was she sad?
I don't know what she said.
Was your mama sad when you went off to school? Was she unhappy?
No.
No, she was happy you went?
Yeah.
Did your mama ever get married again?
No.
No?
None of her, all of her sisters were with us. And none of them got married.
And your mom never got married again?
No.
No, that's sad. What age were you when your mom died?
I think I was about 49.
So you were married when she died?
Yes, she was married.
You were married?
Yeah.
You were married when she died?
Yeah.
Okay. What did she die of? What did your mom die of?
Well, she had a bladder condition.
A bladder?
That's really not half of one, I reckon.
You inherited it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did she suffer or did she die fast?
chair of the bed and fell.
Oh, okay.
And when I got to her, she was not breathing.
Was she living with you?
Was she living
with you?
She was living with me.
Okay. Were you living in this house at that time? Did you live in this house? Is this where you lived with your husband?
My husband was living when she died.
But did you live in this house? This home?
Lived in this house, yes.
Okay.
Cousin George was dead.
Was this Cousin George's house? Was this Cousin George's house? How did you come to live in this house?
I came back there to visit. He asked me to go to school, stay with them and go to school.
So this was your Cousin George's house? This house? Cousin George's?
Uh-huh.
This was your Cousin George's house?
Yeah.
Okay.